Ted Cruz, Time to Reopen the Economy and Get Texans Back to Work. By Hannah Blow on April 19, 2020. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, outlined steps he believes the United States needs to take to reopen the American economy. All of which, he said Saturday, are based on science and public health guidance. Cruz wrapped up the week with a statewide tele tour. Speaking to Texans in over two dozen cities to discuss his vision for overcoming the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and the havoc it has wreaked on Americans and their livelihoods. The Texas senator, who joined President Trump's bipartisan task force focused on reopening the economy, outlined those steps to help get people back to work again in a press release this week. First, Cruz said it is necessary to make testing more accessible. Citing his Right to Test Act legislation to empower states with the authority to approve and distribute diagnostic tests when the state or nation has declared a public health emergency. He is also introducing the Equal Access to Care Act, which will allow licensed health care providers to use telemedicine to treat patients over the phone and online wherever there is a health need, regardless of the state where the health care provider is licensed or patient is located. I've also called on Secretary Azar to mass-produce serological tests, which quickly and accurately assess coronavirus risk and help determine whether people can return safely to work, Cruz said in a press release. Cruz also said it is necessary to increase production of personal protective equipment, PPE. I've urged the administration to take several steps to increase production of PPE that includes leveraging the incredible might of our free enterprise system through the Defense Production Act. He said, noting that Texas businesses are bridging the gap in supply shortages. We're seeing Texas businesses across the state stepping up to fill the gap in supply shortages, like Unique Software Development in Dallas and Taiga Boats in Abilene manufacturing face shields for first responders, and Pinkerton's Distillery in Lubbock producing hand sanitizer, and to name a few. That strength and compassion is what will get us through these difficult days. That strength and compassion is what will get us through these difficult days, the senator stated. Additionally, Cruz said it is necessary to quickly develop a cure for the coronavirus and cited his push for legislation reforming how the FDA approves drugs. Since the COVID-19 outbreak, I've introduced targeted reforms aimed at accelerating the FDA's approval for drugs and devices approved in other countries that could treat COVID-19 patients and help stop this outbreak, he said. It is crucial, he added, to move the U.S. away from its dependence on China for medications. To that end, I've announced my intention to introduce bipartisan legislation with Senator Chris Coons, D-Dell, to expand medical partnerships with Israel, an ally and global leader in medicine, to develop coronavirus cures and treatments and lessen that dependence on China, he said. The Republican senator also announced that he is planning to introduce a measure that will impose targeted sanctions against the Chinese officials involved in covering up the coronavirus outbreak. Even in the face of an unprecedented public health crisis and the economic devastation that has followed, we've seen Texans and Americans stand strong and united, he said. Governor Greg Abbott, R., on Friday detailed his plan to reopen the Lone Star State, releasing a series of executive orders, effectively leading the way on the grand reopening of the American economy. One of his orders established a strike force, which will gather information on safely reopening the country and report back to the governor on Monday, April 27. On April 27, we will come out with recommendations for certain types of businesses that can open up in strategic, safe ways to make sure we're not spreading the coronavirus, but also to make sure we're going to be able to get people going back to work in May, Abbott told Breitbart News Saturday. Then, on top of that, we're not even waiting until May, because I announced several proposals on top of that. He continued, noting his call to resume elective medical procedures, reopen parks across the state, and allow retailers to move to retail to go. Texas is the economic engine of America. For America to get going, Texas has to get going, Abbott said. By God, Texas is getting going now.